Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host slash producer today is Christina Liu. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu Show. We don't even bother talking to the town. But anyway, Otto Loos, who is usually with us, can't be here today. And as Christina said before, and I just want to touch on that for a minute in reference to our other co-host. As this evolved, Christina has built up a tremendous, I'm going to say maybe 20 people, co-hosts, and she rotated them, and then some come back more frequently because some are in Florida, and some like to do it more, some like to do it just maybe once every couple of months. But during this time, it's been very difficult. Otto is computer proficient, and it was hard work, not hard working with Dan. It's always very easy working with Dan, but Dan had to coordinate everybody. And it wasn't a situation that each week we could have a different person coming on, because that put such a burden on Dan and Christina to figure it out. I just come along for the ride. But that being the case, that's the reason why Otto has done it consistently. And I know it bothers Christina. That's why I'm saying it. I'm probably making more for her than for me. That eventually we'll get back to it, but this is going to be another 6 months. I mean, the ball for New Year's is virtual. It was announced just so we're taking New York City into January already. Okay. So I don't know when we're coming back. Dan is in the studio, but Dan goes into the studio by himself, so that's at least safe for Dan. And I don't know when we're coming back. So it's almost like an apology going out to our other co-hosts. Please. We don't want you to think there's no love. We think you're all wonderful. It's just at this point, and some of them don't want to do it because some of them aren't computer literate at all.
Right.
In person, they talk to us and you go like this, you say shush and they'll stop or whatever. Being home, it's just difficult. So, I mean, I know, again, I'm repeating myself. It's only because I know it bothers Christina not to have her whole family around her. But at this point in time, it's a sacrifice we have to make.
Yeah. And you know what's nice? Like I said, I'm constantly keeping in touch with them. I sent little cards to each of them with the schedule and stuff. And what's nice is a lot of them are still calling me with suggestions and different topics. So it's you still have that kind of bond. And I mean, listen, we could all say the great thing. I mean, there's a lot of perks to doing, this virtual thing, but it also comes with like a new world of things because, you gotta have connectivity issues and Wi-Fi. And however the heck Dan gets this to go on the air, I will totally never understand. but so there's certainly
none of
a lot
our
of
business, so long as he does it, though. No.
Yeah, I'm not. Someone asked me the other day, and I was like, "Good question. Don't know. I'm on Zoom. I just talk, and somehow Dan gets that to be on the radio." So, but like I said, it's all a work in progress, and that's everyone needs to just at this point just be a little understanding, give yourself a break, and just try to ride out this crazy world we're living in the best to your ability.
And be thankful, because I really do believe, and you're getting compliments, Christina, because our listening audience and our viewing audience, because we've never had it before, has gone up so dramatically. It really has, because I get calls from people, and I never used to get calls.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody, but I get calls. And you were on about this, you were on about that, and which is great. Because it means they're paying attention and they see it at night, because I'll get a text. I didn't know you were on TV, which means they're watching it.
Absolutely. No, it's really great. And, and also we're on, before I forget, the YouTube page for WCWP. Dan always adds our videos on there too. So, if you're on YouTube, there's so many different ways now. And I think it's great because, listen, most of the radio I listen to is on like a demand kind of basis. It's very rare that I'm able to time my schedule and listen to it live. And I like that, you're able to listen to demand. So, even with this radio show, I like to like just put it on in the background when I'm working and whatnot. So you could do these things now at your leisure. And I think that in itself lends it to, you know, a wider audience. And you know, I also want to mention Otto had talked about this last week on our anniversary show. What's so important too is that especially for a caregiver or, you know, someone that's dealing directly with seniors, the information that we're getting out is so great. So being able to go to our website and type in, you know, some kind of topic that you're struggling with or want more information about, you're able to do. So I think that's it's great for those people as well. But also back to our virtual programming, I had mentioned earlier that we're going to be approaching that Medicare open enrollment period. So that kicks off October 15th to December 7th. So, you know, that's the window that you can make these changes. Obviously, every year there's something new. Everyone's situation is so different than the next person. So you can't, what works for you might not work for someone else. So Barry Klitzberg is going to be providing two Zoom programs on Medicare 2021 updates via Zoom. So the first one is going to be on Tuesday, October 6th at 1 to 2 p.m. And then on Wednesday, October 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. So you call 311 and then you'll get your Zoom link to do that. And you know, in person in previous years, these programs were always so well attended. And it's great because I think we're getting a lot of people registering for it now too via the computer. So I encourage everyone to check that out and get your information because it's certainly great. Also, which I think is gonna be a really fun topic on Tuesday, October 27th, is gonna be our latest Technology for the Terrified program with the fabulous Barbara Melman, who is our tech guru of Project Independence. She's a volunteer. She's going to be discussing how to sell on the internet. It's time to declutter and make some money so you could figure out how to sell your stuff. You know, I mean, over the years, I think we could all speak of it. You accumulate a lot of stuff. Some things might not necessarily have super high value, but there are things that, you know, could have been in your family for years that you just don't want to deal. You know, there's so many different factors and things. I mean, I laugh half the time because, you know, I was part of the Beanie Baby craze in my youth. So of course my mother, Barbara, was always the mom who was the latest on every hot toy that was on the market. So I have an insane amount of these Beanie Babies in a storage box in my garage. The only reason they saw the light of day was a few years ago when I had like a 90s themed birthday party, they came out, but a lot of them are rare, you know, so there's things in there that you wouldn't even think of that can actually be worth something. So it's little things like that. So she'll talk about, you know, ways to be able to do that online now. And I think that'll be a great informational topic. So that's going to be October 27th from 2 to 3 p.m. And then once again, call 311 or 869-6311 and get your Zoom link for that.
The interesting thing, just to jump in there, Christina, when people are selling furniture or different things online, mm-hmm. or whatever it is online, mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. You go into a store today, And a lousy table could be $1,000.
Right.
And you just want something for the TV. Uh-huh. So you can find something for 25 or 50 bucks.
You know, it's so true. And I have to say my, you know, because there's things like Facebook Marketplace is one of them I know that a lot of my friends use. And there's so many different. I mean, they even have this amazing, and I can't think of the name. I think it's ThredUp. I think it is. But it's a really cool company that you could send your clothes in, right? Clothes that you want to donate. Some things could have the tag, some things may not. And there's a person there. You just send a bag. They send you a bag. You throw all your stuff in. They look it over and price things out and then sell it on there. You know, so it's kind of this cool recyclable thing. And then you can go on and order. So it's a very interesting thing. Because I think we all, you know, have stuff that has tags or, you know, or is in good condition that we don't really wear. So there's really interesting things. My cousin all the time is buying and selling things on Facebook Marketplace. And it blows me away with how much money she'll get for certain things and great finds she'll find on the receiving end. You know, she's very into antique furniture and whatnot and end tables, and she finds really great stuff on there. So there's it's a lot easier now to do those kind of things via social media and different websites. So I think that's a great thing.
I have a personal sharing. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm showing the symbol.
Yes.
Polo.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Lauren Polo. Tag came off it this morning. I think I bought it 5 years ago. It never fit.
See?
You know, it was a closeout. We were in Florida in the mm-hmm. middle of summer. And we were in the mall. And I think I bought one, two, six, seven, eight. It was three, five, nothing. They just wanted to clean out the junk.
Yeah, it's a beautiful color. I love it.
I bought a bunch of them and I got two shopping bags that were like canvas. So we used them for a couple of years. Yeah. The bags had more value than the shirts. and then very recently, they fit me. So see? The tags are coming off. It's I'm agreeing. And now other stuff probably will never fit. And you give it to these people. Why have this stuff in the closet? Especially today when you know somebody could wear it.
Yeah,
you
know, absolutely.
I always hope I could get into it. But I mean, somebody could. So the bigger stuff can go. Give it away. Otherwise, I'm going to grow back into it. So I know me. That's big, get rid of it.
No, absolutely. Like I said, there's so many options out there. And I think what's cool too is that, you know, certain things, if you can make some money on it, like I'm so impressed with certain things that my cousin has sold and received, got, you know, money for. So it's out there. So you can't hurt to try, you know, make a few extra bucks, especially during this time, is certainly nice. So that's just a couple of PI programs. Obviously we have all of our social groups are always meeting. We have our social discussion group meets on Thursdays at 11. We have our men's group that meets, and this is all via Zoom programming. The men's group meets at 10 o'clock on Fridays. Our caregiver support group is starting up, which I'm really, really happy about because that was a very tight-knit group. And I have to say there's people who, you know, I was on a call, that advisory meeting that I had mentioned earlier, one of our co-hosts. Yeah, my number one fan. We had on the call was Iris Bunshaft, who was one of our radio co-hosts. Now, Iris was not the tech savvy person at all, and she was kind of nervous. But I was on the phone with her also the other day, and she was telling me, I said, I'm so proud of you. You know that, you know, she was doing the Zoom meeting via the telephone. She didn't have video, but she was on the phone, and she was saying, you know, Christina, I'm willing to do anything to like learn. And, you know, if she's interested in a program, she was like, I'm going to figure it out, you know? And like I said, this medium, which is nice about Zoom, it's really a great opener to getting connected because it's so simple, you know? And I want to encourage people that, you know, it's literally, if you're doing a video thing and you have access to a smartphone or a computer, you're able to just click on a link, you know, and get connected. That's literally all you have to do. But what's really nice is how it's evolving. Barbara Melman, who I had mentioned, is our tech guru. She has been helping people via the phone explain kind of how to use Zoom. So if there's a senior who's so confused or scared, she'll walk them through the process on the phone. And she said, what's actually nice, because this is how things evolve and people get more comfortable. She's going to teach people, if they are seniors, if they're interested in hosting their own meeting, you know, so it's like the next layer of, you know, complexity. But this way, they would be able to initiate, you know, a meeting with or a group or a cocktail hour, whatever it might be, with their friends or their family. So I think it's really great that people are getting, you know, in the swing of things.
Quick question, Christina, do you know if you can Zoom on an iPad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As long as you have like Wi-Fi and you download the app. Absolutely.
And I'm not talking about anybody's money, but an iPad is not that expensive.
Yeah.
It's $100. So therefore you could participate by seeing the person versus.
Absolutely.
But you know what we got to do? We got to take another commercial. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.